Blog Talk Radio.
Loop, baby, you gotta get this loop. Yo, back in the, remember back in the day, when everything was all smooth and calm. Yo, man, I'm building, man. I'm saying, like, remember, like, back in, like, the 70s, 79?
Everybody was on that line.
Nah, not 87. That was my favorite. Everything was lovely, man. Yo, go get the out the rain. Go, see what the is that? Hey, yo, Ghost, yo, Ray. What's up with y'all, man? Y'all nigga.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
Good old days.
Well, let's talk about the good old days.
Talk about it.
On the island, AK Shallon, rubber dwelling, gunshot stone and phone dialing. Back in the days, I'm 8 now, making a tape now. Ray gotta get a plate now. Ignorant and mad young, wanted to be the one till I got blah. Yeah, my pop was a fiend since 16, shooting that. That's this bloodstream. That's the life of a grimy, real life grimy, and others know the habits behind me. Day one, yo, growing all up in the ghetto. Now I'm a with. Jet in the palm metal, in Medina, yo, no doubt. The dog got crazy clout, pushing them from down south. So if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck, cause these beans, they got it cracked up. Now my man from up north, now he got the law. It's solid as a rock and crazy saw. No jokes, I'm not playing. Get his folks, Desert Eagle is joint and put him in the yoke. And to know for sure, I got wreck and rip shots. I pointed to at the safe box. Open it up, kid. I want anything right now, boy. Word up. Dedicated to the winners and the losers. Dedicated to all Jeeps and Land Cruisers. Dedicated to the wives, 850i. Dedicated to the dedicated to the Lexus and the Axe. Dedicated to MPV Fat. Yo, kicking the fly, cliche, doing duets with Ray and A. Happens to make my day. Don't busting off shots, having to rock knots, running up in spots and make it hot. I'd rather put shows instead of those hanging on my living room wall. My first joint and it went gold. I'm on a lamp, I wanna be in the shade, plus spotlight, getting my throat all night. I wanna have me a fat yacht and enough land to go and plant my own. But for now it's just a big dream, cause I find myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain, cause times has changed and life is strange. The glorious days is gone and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grabs. Brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes. Receiving all types of calls from upstate. Yo, I can't cope with the pressure, settling for lesser. The God left lessons on my dresser, so I can bloom and blossom, find a new way, continue to make more hits of Ray and A. Sunshine plays a major part in the daytime.
Peace to mankind, Ghostface, carry a black.
Can it be that it was all so simple then? Can it be that
through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears. Niggas dead and shit. What the f*** else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I'm mother, yo. Yeah, seen it all and been through it all, yo. Yes, I, you know, right now, yo. The mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
True.
Yo, blowing it with rusty ass German things, giving the dough as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains, it pours and all. Hitting with the fall, don't even know I'm from a hole in the wall. Get at me, just wanna clap me, bitches wanna rap me. Put it right where they back be. Keep my thuns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gay. Since a little dude eating full buck 50s. You can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly like that can leave them relaxed. Rock them to sleep. Make them think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug to your ears from the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug to your ears from the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a this is not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor, I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm following. Coming in this game on some modeling. It sucks just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O, B-B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and with D-double-E-P. Boy, y'all wish I lived a life I lived. And yo, Prodigy, tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's done. The real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut.
Heaven
OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my, I need that to boost my adrenaline. Yo, rock that. That real life makes me wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. We come through like shit. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangsta. How we rock, while you watch. Attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big snug. We get busy, it get grisly. Beat, bloody twists to get frontin'. Get to running. For the Miz, get to dumping. The fans get to thumping. M.O.B.B. Got the whole spot jumping. When my step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
To make you feel. Dump them in the club, have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your ears from the war uncut, have an OD cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real, to make you feel. Dump them in the club, have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your ears from the war uncut, have an OD cause it's never enough.
Real, baby. Hip hop.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for it. Cause you bitches, they never been cool, writing testament. Painting pictures, put me in the Louvre, that's a definite. Universal ship, I'm in the groove. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip, fool. 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu, more than 2 M's. For sure, but add another 2. Little man, the big man, the GT down and flipping the kickstand. Rich nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Morality can wait, feedback on low latency. I'm glitching from the face, that's my thoughts grow sacredly. I'm running out of space, ask when is she okay, Never mind 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave. I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get it. Shit away, be a loop Buddha. I'm Christ with a shooter. Praise to Muhammad, I might make a loser. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary, so the resale face stupid. I would never love my life on a computer. IKEA, get you life for a chikabuya. More power to ya, love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the bitches? And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege. But I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, rich nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Frat brother, real nigga, that brother. We just up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, on rap brother. We headed there now, are you strapped brother? Ay, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Ay, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Ay, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother. I'm fasting, 4 days out the week brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the med. I pray to God she know them cobble chips don't last forever. Bitch, I argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth in high pursuit, 200 lives. Rich nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting.
Gone full on me, full like weed inside me. She my Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, Pearla Negra, and I'm standing in for Queen Simmons tonight. And riding shotgun with me is King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
I'm feeling good out here. What's good? What's good with you?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you have entered the King and Queen's quarters. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. It's sponsored by Raw Links. Why the average, and you can be raw. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and bring us some of them dope pieces that you got. Come on, engage us. And before I continue, I want to send a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links. And you can acquire them over there at Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And if you can't get them over there, holler at your girl or anybody in Tiffany. Make sure we're going to hook you up with them. King, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Oh, most definitely. Definitely. Energy
is high. Yes, y'all make sure. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all make sure y'all grab some of them Raw Links. They have healing properties and great energy. And plus, they look good as hell on you. Okay? But how you doing tonight, King? What's good with you?
Hey, like I said, I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? We're in the middle of this triangular thing that's going on this week. Mercury retrograde, full moon is on the come up, and it's the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know what that means, though, right? You know, energy is not only high, but it affects emotions, and it heightens them a little more than the norm. So I think this topic that we're right into is befitting of this retrograde and the full moon that's coming, and oh Lord, you gotta excuse me. I'm standing in, so I'm trying to remember what we're saying.
Well, you know what it is tonight is you know what I'm saying, make a move Monday. You know what I'm saying? So bust a couple of moves with your pieces, and it's gonna be lovely.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. Let's go back to another song, and then we can get into some poetry. How about that?
That's what's up. All right. That's cool by me.
All right. All right.
One time. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledging. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cops shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken, ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rat to the death of it, so everybody come on. Little niggas is grown, hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon, sent from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, street sweepers and coppers, stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, we're nines out, this is what nines about, nigga, the time is now. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. Yeah. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent, nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years. Too many times now, I'm strapped with a couple of Macs. Too many nines, if y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way, they bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these bitches to war, lie them down. Cause we stronger now, my nigga, this time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late to grab guns. I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fool you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, world gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working to plain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sin. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found, you need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash, all I need is one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
Light in the dark. You know, I came to realize that I don't have to move like them because my authentic fly is within myself. My swag is my swag. I am a wounded healer, and you better believe I'm a beast at working through my pain. My resiliency comes from many friendships of betrayal. But this heart of mine doesn't have 9 lives, so I do not pick at scars after I'm healed. Got enough blemishes. I do not open old wounds because pain from heartbreaks and bad memories is not the kind of pain that I draw pleasure from. My eyes are open and I do not wish them to roam among the ruins of what was. So I keep my head towards the sky because it's easier for the guiding light to enter my heart. I smile because that part of healthiness is effortless and it suits me. I live within learning and understanding because simplicity is the most beautiful thing in the world. But just because I've perfected repairing broken things, that doesn't mean that you get to look me in the eyes and lie at your convenience. See, in this circus of life, it gets so hard to balance on a high wire. But with my pen and one mic, I do have a safety net. And the course set for my flow of ink is constructed by the Most High, of course. So it's the fact that my way of life is expensive simply because I don't stay down. I keep healing after damage is done. And just like vintage water and fire, exit stage with a heart left. Because, baby, only those who have known darkness truly appreciate the light. But, hey, when you know, you know. And that's that peace. Okay.
Oh, you set, you set the stage right there. You flying high amongst guys right here.
That was
dope. I love that piece on that. You got the flow and everything going on right now.
Thank you. Yeah, I try. You know, life happening. And experiences, everything, it brings out a certain side in my pen sometimes. And a lot of times I don't want to pen it, but it feels better. It's therapeutic because we have to get out what's inside. There's a thing my late husband used to say, pressure burst pipes. You do not find a way to release what that is inside of you that is bothering you, that's stressing you, even if you can't say it to the person that you want to say it to, get it out anyway, some kind of way. And that's what my poetry does for me, that my pen does for me. And if you want to call it a poisonous pen, hey, it's all good. Call it what?
I know that's right.
And guess what? I'm going to make it do what it do.
Exactly. That's how I feel. Because, like I said, we in this triangular force right now. So, hey, you got to beat out the odds before the odds get even, you know.
Absolutely. So, now, I may not be able, you know, to roll as smoothly as your counterpart, the Queen Simmons, but, you know, I'm going to try to hang with you and do my best. I'm gonna say like I always say, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Well, like I said, we in this triangle of force right now. When I so, you know, this is a piece I titled "Plaything."
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Hey, yo, I break down the walls and holes till floors. Before conversations and back doors are put on stalls. My laws stand against the insecurity whores, male or female, the details are flawed. Of course, I move around waste, check your own place. Not up for debate, I create from godly traits. I am who I be, J.W. Atterbury. There's no adversary, so me and her don't have to worry. Ink slide across lines, page without a rage. Lying out the cage, walking inside his wave. Okay, this is just a letter to the watchers. Blasphemous commentators waiting just the markers. The main stay freshly groomed but get fiery. Recheck your journal, notepad or diary. Lies we fabricate and tell diction or fiction. I know who I am, better find your own description. Listen to the grounds I be on, you couldn't pee on. Peons be long gone before I even shit on. Turn my back on axe without an axe to kill. My skills carry a bill like them pins, cash still. King.
Yo, wait a minute. Don't no grass grow up under your feet. And if you're standing still, it's only to check it out for a minute. That's all. That was, I like that piece.
Thank
that
you.
Was pretty dope.
You got there's a lot of things going on out here.
Oh yeah. You gotta be vigilant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the fact.
Thank you.
I really, really
Thank
like
you.
That piece.
Man, appreciate that.
So, are we ready to open up these microphones, man?
Oh, let's open up those. Let's open up the. Let the callers in. Let them breathe.
Here we go. Well, our first caller is my diva and my co-host of the Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP. What's up, Diva? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
What's up?
Hello. How y'all doing tonight?
We good. How you doing, Miss VIP?
I'm good, thanks. Ooh, this is a great start, you two. I mean, excellent start. Love
your
pieces.
Thank you. Thank you. What we're interested in is, telling us about what pushes your poisonous pen. And I know you brought some fire. I know you did.
I'm not sure about fire, but I'm gonna do my best.
Oh, here we go with the humble. Let us be the judge of the fire, the intensity of the heat that you bring in your scribing. How about that?
All right.
Whenever you got a fever, the mic is yours.
This piece is untitled. It's not a picnic when I push my poisonous pen. It's not arsenic or belladonna. It's with words that drip with toxicity that will extinguish you, which will satisfy me. Resistance will be futile. You cannot escape your fate. Go ahead and scream until you're hoarse. By the time someone comes, it'll be too late. Are you ruminating why you have to die? It's not physical, it's spiritual. It's too late to cry. See, it's the way you like how people suffer, how you get off on it. When I was down and out, I had no sympathy from you, cold, not asking me what my issue was about. I tried to disregard it. Then I thought, bunk this shit. You have to pay for your insensitivity. I may not break your bones, but I will bruise your mind with my words, saturated with toxicity that will extinguish you. And even though I'm not really like that, that will satisfy me. And that's that piece.
Yo!
Talking about a great part.
What you say? You will bruise their minds with your words? Is that what you said?
Mm. Yes, I did.
Damn. What I'm talking about right there, you talking about you, it ain't so hot. Man, look.
I know, right?
The mic. We got, I see, King, I see what we got to do. We got to let them, go into the stock room and grab some extra mics because I already see how it's going to be. She done burned this one up already. First mic we're going to hand in. Definitely.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
I know, I love that piece. You definitely lit it up with that.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
I finished 10 minutes before the show started.
Guess what?
Hey,
that was
nothing
amazing.
Wrong with that. That's what's up.
Ain't nothing wrong. You're absolutely right. I loved it. But before we let you go and send you on over there, what's the lounge called, King? I forget what the lounge is called over there where they grab their drinks.
The Royal Quarters.
The Royal Quarters.
Royal
before
Lounge.
I send you over
the Royal
there, to the Royal Quarters, and yes, Kalinda is over there, and I see her man up in here.
Wow.
So we're gonna wait a second, all right? But can you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany's universe?
Of course I can. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. that's Eastern Standard Time, my beautiful diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And the topic, Lord have mercy. If I'm not mistaken, I do believe it's Slutter Out Thursday. Wait a minute. What is it?
Slutter Out Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday. My bad. I got the days wrong. Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Lord have mercy. But anyway, y'all come out because we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of conversation and some real fire pieces that y'all need to hear. So y'all come through. All right, y'all, back to you.
All right, Diva. All right, thank you so much for that. And you head on over there to the, the Royal Quarters and grab yourself a drink and a brew.
I sure will.
Sit back,
Yeah, put your feet up and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love,
baby,
one mic.
Baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
Wow, that was, yo, starting off burning up mics, and I know it ain't, you go, King, would you mind grabbing another mic, because we're going to need it after this next artist.
Oh, we always keep them on stock right there on the sideline, you know what I'm saying, because that mic drop or it's on fire and it burns up, so we right here, you know what I mean?
Hey. That's what's up, that's what's up. Well, we're going to open up this next microphone to the station manager.
Poetic.
Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
What is going on?
What's up, bro?
Egra. King Atterbury. Hey, hey Danya.
Hey, man. How
man.
You doing tonight, Paul?
Doing amazing, amazing. Just enjoying the day. My son turned 14 today, so.
Oh, man, peace and blessings to him.
Yes, happy birthday, young prince.
Well,
happy
birthday.
Absolutely, absolutely. I told him you only get to turn 14 once, but it's the last time you're going to eat a $70 meal by yourself. You're going to do that.
I put it in here. Look, man. You know you don't mean that. You know you don't mean that. You can't start him off like that and then
baby,
just cut him off.
Baby, listen. Not only did the boy order lobster, the boy ordered calamari for an appetizer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he going all out.
I'm looking at him.
Mad at him.
He said, yeah, let me go ahead and get a non-alcoholic daiquiri.
The boy goes, hey.
Yo, bro, was he taking that for his pops, yo?
No, player. He ain't taking that to me, player.
I wonder where they get it from,
I eat on a budget. Only time I eat expensive is if I take a young lady out on a date. Then we eat expensive. But when I'm by myself,
it's still there. It's still in you.
Let me get them those fries and bring me an unsweet tea. Yeah.
Hey, okay, Dalio, so he's a young man.
There you go. There you go. So tell me something. If you were if you were being treated, okay, and you knew the lady had, you know, you could get what you wanted, you wouldn't go ahead and order what you wanted? You going to still have that mind frame of being
on
a budget?
Wait. You treating me?
Yeah.
And I can get what I want?
Yes. You can get whatever you want, y'all.
Dress up to the nines, because we're going to Ruth Chris. You heard me.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, he said Ruth Chris. Yeah, well, there it is. And you wonder why. Wait a minute. It ain't just the sign. It's your baby girl. It's your baby girl, too.
Oh,
she got that champagne taste, too. So there it is. You just proved.
Like you wouldn't believe.
The young meadow.
She take the cake.
Okay, so there you go. Look,
absolutely.
Well, see, they already know what it is, okay?
I love it.
I
Stay
know
happy
you
I'm
too. I know.
That's what's
you know,
up, man.
We already know. Now,
and if they're upset, I'm upset.
You
better believe
right.
it. You better believe it.
I'm trying to tell you. Look, I'm trying to tell you. Look. We just about all parents up in here, okay? So we already know, okay?
Definitely
we
is.
Say we gonna call the law, but I'm gonna tell you how I feel. It's an eye for an eye. I'm trying to tell you.
Man,
when it comes down to
eye for eye, you had me screaming NWA police.
I'm trying to tell you.
I had it myself.
Okay, I will happily rock that jumpsuit, that orange jumpsuit. I'm trying to tell you, with not a problem. Don't play
with it. I'm going to draw some designs on my prison shoes. These are going to be prison jewelry. You better believe it.
I'm trying to tell you. So we understand, okay? So don't come up in here talking about, yeah, that's the last time they're going to get. Come on now. We already know.
True fact.
We are fast. We talk that smack. But we already know deep down in our hearts how we going to do our babies, okay? We know
yeah,
that.
Right.
They know they got us on the lock. You know, come on now. You know you're talking to the girl Negra. I don't let y'all get away with it. Now, poetic. Let us know what it is that pushes your poisonous pen.
Man, my poisonous pen is pushed by social injustices, hate, racism, downright ignorance and disrespect.
Whoa.
My pen can get lethal when it's concerning those kind of things, because I don't tolerate any of it, and I'll let you know about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you let us know about it right now? Because I'm about to give you the mic.
Mic is yours.
Mic is yours.
My thoughts are incarcerated, with no ability to be impregnated. Your hopes and dreams, because the world we live in is just for right now, it seems. No wonder why I have these massive headaches that turns into heartaches, wondering will I be sniffed out by someone that looks like me, or worse, someone in uniform that looks like me. There's no bail for my intellectual parole violation. My thoughts run rampant throughout my mind's courtroom, searching for vindication and validation. Well, the bailiff threw out my confession as I spewed it out of my mouth with passion, knowing I would be heard, each and every single word. Instead, I got fed prison food in the form of more bad news that the parole board thought my intellectual property lacked wanted political views, because oftentimes I'm in shackles and chains, trying to understand why my melanin strikes fear into others who remain free in thought, free from any verbal assault. I mean, second-degree aggravated assault was my charge. I just didn't know it would be at the expense of what they taught me in school with the population at large, roaming from class to class, wondering when I can unlearn this teaching and replace it with something that will reduce my sentence to a lesser intelligence sentencing. But why would my metaphors make a judge bang his gavel? In utter disgust to get under my skin and unravel the progression radiating from my aura? Just so he could slap more time on my thought patterns, erasing my ability to create history in this era. But the jury already vindicated me, left the judge's mouth open, and me free to be able to write this thing called poetry, day or night, poem.
Damn. Yo.
I know that's right.
Can you
believe you laced that joint, bro. Mm-hmm. You laced that. I mean, like, I felt that. I mean, like, that was definitely on point, right and exact. Dope.
Thank
piece,
bro.
Word up.
Wow. Damn. Yo, you said, why would my metaphors make a judge bang his gavel? That line right there, it says so damn much. Man.
Thank you.
That piece was super, super dope. You know, I hear you do your conscious pieces and your political pieces from time to time, and it's such a different part of your personality that comes out in them. But when you do them, you push a power behind your words. Not only are the words powerful, but your energy that you push. That's a thing. It's a dope piece.
Appreciate you, Lepreneur. Okay. Thank you so much.
I got to call you Bam on that one. I can't call you poetic, because the poetic that I know is a little, you know. He upset people a different kind of way. So, you know.
Yeah, that was a
band
piece right there. Band.
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate
it. That was absolutely dope. Now, before we let you get out of here, now, see, how you
I know.
Kalinda,
I'm just excited as she is. Monday night,
please.
I'm just excited as she is. I get to get her twice this week. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness, man. What's she done? Put her hair in an afro with a little headband. She got a little. Okay. All right. I get it. I feel you on that, right? All right, sis.
Really
hold on excited. 1 second. Let me have for one more minute. Please, 60 more seconds. Okay, that's all I ask. All right. Could you please tell us not only what you have going on, but could you give us the rundown or epiphany for the week, please?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with that guy, Mr. DSP, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your hosts, Keith, Eric, Kimbrella, Renee, and Trisha Stansberry in the background on the event page. And then we got Saturday night, y'all, Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with your host, Poetic. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, Alonzo, and I believe I will be joining them this Sunday as well. And then next Monday, y'all, because we didn't have enough time to pick up our pens, the CEO has requested a run back of the show, except he's going to have all different phrases this time. So next Monday night is going to be the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the Poet Douglas, baby, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. King, La Pearl, La Negra.
That's what's up.
Back to you.
Thank you. You can just, deposit that burnt up mic in the receptacle, and we got another one to replace it.
I'll take care of it.
Got a new one right here, Crumb.
All right, girl. Yeah, he come. Oh, my God. All right, Poetic.
Yeah,
I'm going to send you over there to the Royal Lounge, whatever it's called. I'm sorry. I'm a little discombobulated. But go on over there. She waiting
the
for
Royal
you.
Lounge.
The VIP is over there, You go on by and say hi to my diva.
Can't wait. Yeah, I'm a whisper in her ear, hey Adrian, and then I'm gonna go over there.
Lord have mercy. All right, thank you very much. Stick around for the rest of
bro.
One love, one mic. Yeah. They coming in here killing it. Damn.
No, that's right.
Really. Killing it. Before I go a little further, I'm going to do a station identification real quick. All right, King?
Yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, La Pearl La Negra. I'm standing in for Queen Simmons. Riding shotgun with me is King Atterbury.
best King and Queen's Quarter. All right, King, we ready for this next artist? Open up this microphone and get another one.
Yeah, let's bring that caller
in.
We got the chrome microphone sitting in the shelf.
Right,
let's get it.
That's what's up. We got ourselves Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave. Hey, Javi. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Hey, good people. How are you?
What up, Hav?
What up, Brody?
I'm chilling, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's all good up in here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I feel the vibe.
I mean, you hear this poetry that just came up in here? They're burning up the microphone.
No games to be played. No games to be played. I see that. I felt it.
Yes. Enough key and
move. If I could walk and chew bubble gum at the same time, I'm telling you, it'd be something special.
Yeah, here you go. I conquered that years ago because I am a gum chewer, okay? I crack some gum, blow some bubbles, all of that. All right, let's get into it. Mojave, what is it that pushes your poisonous pen?
I don't know if my pen is poisonous. I wouldn't like it to be. But what pushes my pen? Inspiration. Mm-hmm. Stuff that I hear, people around, being a part of this wonderful, Epiphany Radio Universe family of incredible artistry and artists with dope words, consistently, cultural bearing, culturally competent, the coolest. Well, why not? These are the things that inspire me to do everything else. So, I rock with everything that comes within me. So. I enjoy the soul, the spirits, the characters, that have character, the integrity, the amount of energy that people place for. Where can you go wrong? That's always going to push your time.
No, that's right. What's up? Huh? I got to agree with that, man. That's awesome.
Indeed.
Thank you for that. All right, so. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because I know you brought something, man. I know you did.
No, that's right. I'm telling you, I brought a bag of Lay's and no dip.
Lay's is that work, though. I like Lay's. Lay's is like my favorite chip. So, hey, it's all right.
All right, let me try this out.
All right, the mic is yours.
Is that too loud?
That's actually good right there.
No, you're good. All
right. You make me remember the essence of your kiss and how it travels the plane of my senses. In any sense, it is how you paint emotions. Graffiti on the walls of my mind, neon and orange sun rays, while John Coltrane plays a love supreme. Sweet like orange cream sickles, the cool kissing tongue tastes like first love. And if your door is open, I will come and lay with you, give you comfort in the form of embrace. Here, all you need is our togetherness. Sharing our bodies stay, the safety of my touch, the warmth of my affection. Please let me envelop you. It's the excitement, anticipation while missing you. Looking at pictures and videos, hoping that time slows the next time I am with you.
And in that time and place, I will give your face as many smiles as it can endure, pure joy and desire, pure passion to match the fire inside of me. I just need your effort in leading in close enough so that my eyes drink you deep. All your kisses I keep as tribute from you. This soul diary arranged like marriage that we join joint magic and let it not sever your hold on me, a promise to touch me wholly while letting your ecstasy fall free with fervent fervor. Yes, we feel their consent will seal the deal, granting your love and all appeal, and I will enjoy the warmth, the feel, the skin, the flesh sweats with anticipation that pales with no competition with how your soul seats next to yours complete. Hearts in the way that you move inside the right of me finds her space and cuddles comfortably. You pay mortgage in my head, this fixed annuity, the loving gorgeous and no end in sight to see. Let your rhythm take over me. I won't cop please, the quicker the better, that proceed the haste and speed. You are my need, a dream, and a kiss come true. And that's the piece.
Damn.
That's your spell, bro.
Bobby. Go
laying
ahead,
it out. Laying it out, brother, like you always do, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. You always come with the flyness, man. Appreciate hearing your poetry. You know what I'm saying? I am a fan of your work, though. You know what I mean?
Damn,
thank you.
Man.
I appreciate that. That's a lot to me.
Really, Javi? You got I want to be enveloped. You said, let me envelop you. I'll give your face as many smiles as you can endure. I want that too. Damn it. that piece was exquisite. As always, your pieces are so beautiful. Oh, my God. They just scream. That's it. It's just like... beautiful, absolutely beautiful, man. You're such a dope poet. Oh my God, and an amazing friend on top of it. And man, I'm so grateful. Thank you for that. But before we let you go on over there to the Royal Lounge, Poetic over there, and the VIP is over there. Can you please tell us what you have going on in the world of Epiphany's universe?
Glad you asked me that question. And I believe the question goes like this. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. West Coast Time, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, we present to you Flash Speak Open Mic, the hidden show, radio show podcast is dedicated to bringing you the best in the unheard, the unknown. Poets, MCs, performers will have their voices heard here. And this month's feature features Adonis Richards, Ade Geronimo Pat. Adonis Richards is a published author, educator, writer, and creator born and raised in Schenectady, New York. Receiving a Bachelor's of Arts from Cedar Potsdam, a Master's in Leadership. Current passion is writing and writing stories to the impoverished and underprivileged to help make sure that their narratives are delivered authentically. Ade, Anita Johnson, is an emerging Black Southern poet and spoken word artist that creates modern dance on the page, pulling from sturdy roots and an ever-blossoming love of natural. She explores the lyrical rhythm of phrasing while digging into themes of love, identity, justice, and the divine. And of course, Geronimo Tatt is a tattoo and visual artist and a poet from Cleveland, Ohio. The People's Poetry Slam winner, participant in the 5 Poetic Debbie Jefferson. Please join us for this night of incredible poetry and open mic, a fly speak, open mic poetry, here on the Picky Radio Universe. Take your socks off. Yeah.
Dope. All right, Mr. Commercial. That was dope.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
That's what's up.
It's all right, though. It's all right. All right, Holly, what
she said.
Go on over there to the World Lounge and grab yourself a booth and order yourself a drink. Sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby. One love,
yeah.
One bite.
One
Oh, man, they are killing it. I forgot to tell them. Hey, Javi, go ahead and drop that microphone off in the trash. We got another one for you. Whew, man, they are
probably
killing it.
Threw it down like, yeah, they definitely
okay.
Is. Like, they coming through. They coming through.
Yes,
busting down barriers. Right. Doors.
Oh, my God. We're going to open up this next microphone. Are you ready for this next artist?
Definitely.
This next artist on the mic is my baby diva. Hey, essentially, Janice, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight, diva?
Hey.
Hello,
how you doing, Janice?
How are you?
All right.
Good. Okay. Wow. Girl, I know you can burn up the mic, girl. What's good with you?
I am sitting back and enjoying everyone's pieces. Everybody's been bringing the fire, absolutely.
Oh, well, I know that's right. Just this poetry
definitely. Tonight
is just, man. I'm sitting back. I'm chilling, but I'm like, I'm anxious because all of y'all are so dope. Oh my God, I'm looking at the list of names and I'm like, oh, I'm about to get treated tonight. You know, I'm like,
she opened up and started this.
Oh, me? Oh, man. Y'all bring it. Y'all definitely bringing it. Thank you, though.
Thanks.
Yes. So I want to ask you, what is it, you know, or how do you like your poisonous pen pushed?
What pushes my poisonous pen? So if you touched on it at the open when you said something about pressure and pipes bursting. Can't remember the full quote, but that's me. That's me. I found the way that I found. And with that comes misconceptions. Like I don't see what I see and I may not speak on what I need to speak on. So when that builds up, that absolutely pushes that pen a little bit so that I can get said what I need to say.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're all interested in what you brought for us to listen to tonight because I know you come through with the fire, too, as soft-spoken as you are. I know.
Yeah.
See, you see, King, it's a fellow Leo in here. Are
you
not? I know that fire is up in there. Yeah. Y'all fire signs, so I understand. I get it. I got fire signs that I birthed, so I understand. So whenever you're ready, try not to burn the studio down, okay? Just the microphone, okay?
All right.
The mic is yours.
All right, the title of this is Deflection. Free your mind of that nonsense, that inability to even handle my pauses. Got you wringing your hands and filling the space with all of the waves. You unsettled yourself. Speaking before reflecting, it's that reflection I throw off that throws you off. Got you deflecting. Resurrecting shit that's not even mine. This is your shit. Rewritten with continued resistance to take ownership. I'll pause. This isn't what reconnecting feels like. This isn't what friendship sounds like. This won't be how my relationship feels like. You receiving me as an opportunity to unload on me, unsettled by the light that you see in me, choosing to pour doubt so as to shift me. No, who told you I was soft in that way? that what I choose to not say is defined by you. When I pause, it should dawn on you that I'm still considering your emotional safety. But we could free your mind. I could choose to reflect you, to truly and completely outline for you a bullet-pointed list that you're not ready for. So what's it going to be? Are we freeing your mind today? Essentially. Damn.
Oh. I know that was
great. I got to stand back because I see the flames coming off of that, Mike. Look, do you see them?
it's smoking right now. You know what I mean?
Damn.
I heard it pop smoking.
That was definitely yeah. Fun. I like it and love that piece. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Definitely came with it.
Resurrecting shit that ain't even mine. Damn. Told you I was off. Yo. When a woman said, yeah.
There ain't nothing you can do.
Okay. That was so dope. Damn, y'all just, oh, man. I'm humbled. I feel so honored to be hosting with you tonight, King, getting all this treated.
Definitely.
I get to talk to these people tonight. Yo, I get to open the microphones tonight. Damn.
You got the treats for me and greet.
Yo, that's dope. It was really, really dope. Thank you so much.
I love that.
Yeah, you can go on over there to the Royal Lounge, but before you do, can you let people know what's going on with you? Because you got a lot. You know, you come in with some serious behind your pen, yo.
I've been quietly.
Definitely.
All I'm doing right now is editing and recording. That's it. I'm not, nothing new. I'm just working. Just working. But I'm here. I'm in the background. I'm supporting you guys. And you'll hear me more. I'll be here.
That's peace right there.
He cares to stay.
Word.
That's what's up. Well, I'll tell you what. On your way over to the Royal Lounge, can you drop the microphone off in the trash? Because I know it's done for. Can't nobody else pick it up. It's too damn hot. And we got one to replace it with. Okay, you going over there?
No
Poetic's
doubt.
Over there. My diva, Ms. VIP, is over there. You got my hobby over there. And, you know, Kalinda got your drink waiting for you because she already knows.
That's right.
All right.
I'm ready.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Damn, man. I'm loving it. I'm just tickle pink to be up in here.
Hey, it's going down. It's already been going down, but it's going down again. I mean, so we having fun with it tonight, hearing all this beautiful poetry. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, man, I can barely contain myself. I'm going to keep my personal opinion to myself, even though this is one of the dopest poets. I think he considers himself a creative or something else, he say like that, but it's all good. I'm going to open up his mic anyway because I got nothing but love for him. But he already know we got ourselves Mr. Metaphoria.
I knew it was me when I heard you start the bullshit. I knew it automatically when I heard you start. I already knew. I said, well, it's my turn.
What up, yo?
Mm-hmm. What's going on with you, King?
I'm
darn
nail. Always, chilling in the zone. You know what I mean?
How you doing, King? I feel sorry for you tonight, King, because look who you see the shit she started. I just tried to come through and just, you know, getting my little shit out the way, but she talking shit when I come in, and now I got to talk shit back to a little short ass, but it's okay. How you doing, Don Nail?
Not only knows how long. You damn right I got some shit on your ass. And you showing up to other people. And look, you're the fucked up because I'm co-hosting tonight. Look at you. You can't even get away from it. Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh. He's been to my show. Told me he was coming to my show. Told me he was coming.
I don't like the way the staff is treating me.
You horrible. That's all right. That's all right. It's all right. So, Jay.
Yes, ma'am. What's happening?
Go on. Speak your piece. Go on.
Ain't you supposed to ask me a question or some shit? You asked everybody else the damn question, so you ain't going to ask me
shit? Yeah, I am going to ask you the question, but I was giving you a chance
well, I thought
to finish
that's what
you started.
Give me a chance to breathe, brother. Be cool with
oh,
the
I
system,
was just
going to
say, you know, I slid through tonight because ain't no Monday Night Football on my TV tonight. But once Monday Night Football starts, I'll catch y'all after the Super Bowl. You know. Mondays
right,
and Thursdays, you know, them football nights.
I appreciate y'all having me here.
But.
Well, we appreciate you coming through, even though you ain't
no
doing my shit. Neglect the fuck out of me, but that's all good. But Mr. Metaphoria.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you like to push your poisonous past?
Well, I can't because my pen isn't poisonous. It's medication.
Oh,
nothing poisonous about it. It's healing in my pen. So, yeah, I don't know nothing about the poisonous pen.
All right.
Now,
well,
I was playing this poisonous dick because I fuck around, might, you know, been in cost on one of the weekends on that ball headed hoe shit, but I'll slang that one freely, but the pen, no, it's medication. But, yes,
I'll tell you what. We are open to some medication, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back. And the mic is yours.
All right, the title of this is Power of Poetry. As she heard me speaking, crafted limericks graced her slimmer lips as if I were giving her inner kiss. Sensual sonnets caused her to remove her bonnet, fingers running through her hair, fighting the temptation of satisfying the sensations driving her wild down there. It was there in which she felt my presence touching. As she bit her bottom lip, her hips began to grind, her body bucking. The more I spoke, the more she thought about. As she heard me speaking, haikus left tattooed kisses upon her neck. Multiple couplets left upon her breast, left nipples erect both right and left. Imagery traveled her each and every body line. As a ballad arched her spine to the point of her screaming my name. Yet I was not there, so therefore in the room I never came. Still by the sound of my voice, she was hypnotized without choice. From head to toe, she felt vibrations from the bass. Deeper and deeper were deep words spoken as she begged of me for just a taste. As she heard me speaking, at that moment I belonged to her and she belonged to me. Throughout every second, more and more, she longed for me. An epic peace explored her in places she couldn't ignore. She pleaded for more and more, and I obliged. She ripped away the sheets that covered her bliss, for the temperature continued to rise between her thighs. My last lines granted her one last kiss. Without one single physical touch, the sound of my voice became far too much. Her love slave, my voice became an unforgettable moment she couldn't explain. Yet she tells everyone she meets my name, and the story of how just by the sound of my voice and my words of choice, she came. In peace.
Hey, okay. Right, King.
Definitely King with that, man. All right.
Well, damn,
came
dude.
From underground with that. Yeah.
Yo.
Appreciate it.
You ripped away the sheets that covered her bliss. That's hot. That's some hot. Alright, let me calm down. Shit, coming up in here talking that shit like that. That was dope. That was beautiful.
It definitely was.
And like I always say, you remind me of, you know, I feel like I'm, because of the power behind your voice and it being that super baritone, I feel like I'm listening to Edgar Allan Poe, which is one of my favorite poets. So, you know, damn, thank you.
Well, I thank
shit.
You.
I'm all right, I thank right you. Now. Good. A little speechless. That was really, really, really nice. I don't know why I'm so shocked, because I already know how awesome you are as a writer and a reciter.
I ain't shit. Okay. I ain't shit.
I'll be
I'm
the
just trying to keep
shit.
Up with y'all.
Whatever. We trying to keep up with
but
you.
But I appreciate y'all having me and shit, you know.
Well,
I ain't going to burn too much
through.
Time. Yeah, much love to y'all. You know, Epiphany Radio, stand up, take your socks off, go meet the meat, all that good shit. You know how we do over here.
Yeah.
You know, get your raw links and go raw and all that good shit. You know, hell, that's just how we do. You know, Epiphany Radio or none, fuck the rest. Shit, we the best, goddammit. Yes, I said it. You don't like it, kiss my entire ass. And I'm out of here, y'all. Much love.
Much love.
One love, one bite.
Amazing. He's a mess. I love him just the same, though. All right, we're going to...
You know what, Diva? I think we should go into a song right now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All is fire, and we need to have desire. Yeah, man.
I got something. All right.
Now, in my younger days, I used to sport a tag. When I went to school, I carried lunch in a bag. Was forever for my teacher, cause I knew I'd get a kiss. Always got mad when the class was dismissed. But when it was a session, I always had a question. I would raise my hand to make a check or do my chest. Can't help me with my problem, it was never much. Just a trick to spell a shit, I try to sneak a touch.
Dream of fairy tales, I think of me as jelly. She's my type of hype and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just blaze her by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be her.
All I can do is say back as kids we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this after me. Bye.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, singing I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man, he was a Rudy suit, a Nick and Poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man. Thank you.
the world around me. Beacons moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it was, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp, damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. But I'm to tell is the one who loves you dearly, cause he has loved me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, that's my damn check.
That was my joy right there. It took me back, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, yo.
Oh, yes, definitely. Damn, man, this is decent.
Oh.
I'm a little discombobulated. Okay, all right. All this dope poetry got me a little... out there.
Nah, we right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I know, man. I know where I'm at.
We right here.
Yes. This is dope. This is so dope. I'm telling you, y'all got me over excited, and I'm still excited because I think this is another one of the dopest that I know. I'm hoping
I know
I'm
that's
right. I'm going to open up this next microphone. I think this is maybe J. Rob the Wise Son. Is this who is on the mic?
¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué conde, mi amiga?
The incomparable J. Rob the Wise Son.
What's popping, family? What's cracking? What's popping? What's going on? What's shaking? What's going on?
Well, good.
Welcome to
Kitchen Queen's
Quarters.
All those funky colloquialisms that we tend to use when we're trying to say what's happening to our families. What's going on, y'all?
It's good up in here.
It's
good up in here. Word.
It is.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
You've been listening to this.
I've been hearing it back and forth, you know, because, you know, I just got in the crib, so I couldn't listen to y'all when, you know, I was trying to get to the crib because, you know, the crib is a safe zone, but I was in them streets and it's kind of crazy out there. You know, walking around without no ID kind of got me messed up for the moment. So I got to make sure I can, like, navigate properly and not say nothing to nobody. But, hey, from what I'm hearing, all is good. David Mott, they be acting like he don't write poetry. That boy's something bad. And then Mojave got that Isaac Hayes smooth groove going on, and then you got Janice coming on, and she just be like the quiet storm, just sneaking up on folks, and then Van Meadows be just cracking eggs and stewing it up, and like, yeah, taste that, let that roll around your mouth for a second, and, you know, y'all just been, oh my God, man, this has been kind of, I'm glad I was able to get on.
We got a new mic waiting because I know you're getting ready to destroy it too. I already know what it is. Yeah,
nah,
they came up in here.
Yo, we got the silver with the filter.
yo.
I'm just trying to be creative with this. So I'm practicing because I got a performance in October. Actually, I got three performances in October, so I'm trying to practice and make sure these come out right. And hopefully people dig where I'm going because I got to bring some old school poetry and some of the new material, and hopefully people will enjoy what we're doing.
I already know what it's hitting. No, man. You're one of the dopest artists out there.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's why I call him the incomparable J. Rob the Wise Son.
Real list of God's ears. I'm just hoping because there's some poets out there that I admire that I'm like, damn, if I can get like that, I'd be walking on a different path. But from your lips to God's ears, and I thank you both for the compliments. It's humbling.
Nah, you're welcome, man. You coming in with Godspeed, man. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate hearing what you always have to spit. You know what I mean? So,
that's what's up.
Absolutely, man. You compliments are well deserved because you are. I'm telling you, one of the dopest, man. I learned so much from you. But you are an awesome friend, man. I got nothing but love for you, man. But all the pointers you've given me, man.
I'll be trying to help
improve my pen. You do. You do.
I'll be trying.
Yeah, you know how it is. But I'll be in your inbox too. How do you sound?
I tell people on a regular basis the hardest thing for poets to do is to spit whatever truth they have in front of people they don't know. Regardless if you're on the radio or if you're in person, it's not easy. But when you do, hopefully you touch somebody who never heard you, or you touch somebody who just needed something to be said to them at that time. And that's what we do. That's what we try to do anyways.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And it's a beautiful thing because you know what? Epiphany is great medicine. We are awesome medicine. For ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
And for others out there. Okay. It's all good. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, J. Rob, I have to ask you the question of the evening. How do you like to push your poison pen?
Poison is not a good thing for people because poison be killing folks. I try to drip in inspirational kind of pen. It's only poisonous when I'm going after somebody who has poked a bear one time too many. But other than that, I just try to inspire people that look like us. And hopefully my poetry and my pen gives somebody some dap. So we're here for.
Absolutely. Well, we are definitely here for what you got to give us. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Let me see what I can do with this. This is all new. Hello to my love. I heard a kiss from you. Red magic satin playing near to you. Because all through the morning rain I gave, the sun doesn't shine. Because rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind when I really wanted to say, my dear, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me very well, but I know you very well. So please don't let me tell you about the feelings that I have for you when I try to make some attempt. I simp. Damn, I really wish I wasn't such a wimp. However, how do I tell you that I can't stop looking at you, watching you breathe and watching you sleep, listening to you say my name the same way or watching you walk the other way when you say hello or when you said I'll see you later? How do I tell you that looking into your eyes make lies cry and turn truths into serum? How do I tell you that heartbreak does exist every time you sing goodnight lullabies into pierced ears, that thought of you leaving that brings tears of joy to you because you're possibly never returning? It's as if I have abandonment issues. How do I tell you I look forward to you saying I miss you when I can see you? Or where are you? only to find you standing behind me. How do I tell you that I wanted to hold you and not let you go because saying goodbye sounding final? How do I explain what heartache feels like when you can't even touch my pulse or understand my biorhythms? I just know that regardless of what you think, regardless of what you say, and the times that you tend to occupy space in the deepest parts of my cerebellum very few people ever knew existed is the only reason why other people's opinion never even matter. When you're the subject of my attention and my affection, it is you that I dream about. It is you that I wake up to because I need to hear or say something to you. The day just hasn't been the same if you haven't been around to explain to me why we need to feel this way. Why your kisses have a certain brown sugar sweetness to them. While everything about you just seems to make my day bright, you have the calming voice to bring my pulse down whenever everything around me seems to be falling apart. You are the serum that calms everything that I need. I can't stop thinking about how this feels. I can't stop thinking about maybe this is what happiness tastes like. I can't stop feeling what's going to happen when the other shoe drops. Because for some reason I haven't been good at this. But I do know bliss. And if bliss is ignorant, then I'll stay stupid forever because I'm dumbfounded to be in love with somebody that feels exactly like you and the way you make me feel. So what happens at the end of everything? What happens when you feel that you've gotten enough of me? What happens when you're finally at the end of your rope and you probably wake up from some romantic dream that you conjured up in your mind just to say, Disney is a lie. Fairy tales don't come true. And if all that is never going to happen, then I look forward to waking up, looking at you one more time, kissing you on your cheek, whispering good morning, and finding a different way to make you happier than you've ever been before. Just promise me that if there is an ending to this story, it doesn't happen until we find out what forever feels like. And if forever feels like anything close to what we have, we'll never know it. Because forever seems to be like numbers, and numbers, as we both know, can go on for infinity. And that's that piece.
Oh, have mercy.
Yo, bro. That was dope, man. Yo, you like the community leader, man, that raised the people up to the level where they need to be on, you know what I'm saying, whether they like it or not. You know what I'm saying? They take in the energy and take it back home, you know what I'm saying, and come to another day in another form, man. Appreciate your work. Word up.
I appreciate you both.
Damn. Say, Rob, you know what? You, heartbreak does exist every time you say goodbye. It is you that I dream about. Oh, my God. Oh, God. You know, you and Javi do this shit all the time. Y'all just knock me off balance, but every time I start to stumble and fall, you cushion it with your words, the beautiful words that you spit, and it's just, you know, I can exhale when I'm listening to you because it's just that good. It's just that beautiful. It's that calming. It's, oh, man, I love that piece. Damn, you got me right, wanting to write a piece right now saying, think of me. Damn. Oh. Beautiful. Thank you. Wow.
The funny thing is, I wish I wrote myself down.
Say again?
I really wish I wrote all that stuff down because I just made this up off the top of my head as we were talking.
Oh, man, that's dope. That fly, man. Oh, man.
Now you're playing with my emotions. Well, guess what? There's a thing called in Blog Talk Studio, there's a thing called a playback. You know? So it's a good thing because it allows you to hear everything that you did spit, you know. And you know, this off the top of your head thing, I'm gonna learn how to do that. I am going to learn how to do that. I am, really, because that. And you made it sound like you wrote this. You already had this written. Damn, indeed. You're smooth. You're smooth, dude.
I listened to the song that you just played, and you said, "My dear, I know you know me, but I know you very well." And I remember the song, so that made it recite. And I've had the Brothers Johnson in my head all day, so that's the beginning of Strawberry Letter number 22. And living in peace and took off from there. You know, hello, my love, my kisses for you.
Yes, yes. And I heard it and I was tripping. I was like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. And I wanted to speak on those parts right there. But when you got to you got further into what you were saying, it left me and I got caught up. In other words that you were saying, it was still a dope ass piece. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I know that's right.
It's something we say here in Philly when things are good. We say, "Damn it, man! It's all right. It's all right. It's oh my God, that was so awesome. Damn, thank you, thank you.
Definitely was on point, bro. Word up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, y'all played the far side, so that's my joint. I like the song, but that one line, my man got me on that. My dear, you know,
yeah,
you know me very well, but I know you. Let me tell you all about the feeling I have for you. Yeah, that's the joint.
That's what's up. Now, J-Rob, before we let you go on over there to the Royal Lounge, because your brother's over there, he in the corner with Kalinda, and, you know, Mahavi's over there, your cousin, and we got Miss VIP is over in there, we got Essentially Janice up in there, you know, it's just me in there chilling, and they waiting for you, but can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany's universe?
We ain't got shit. No, I'm kidding. Bring your ass Thursday. That's what this week is. Bring your ass Thursday.
Bring your ass Thursday.
Bring your ass Thursday.
Oh, shit.
Bring your like Della Reese said in Hall of Nights, bring your ass. Bring your ass. You know, Vandal say J. Rock chill, and I'll be like, nah, man, that poet that insulted me. And if for real gonna be sticking up on it, we can all be some fighting mama up in here.
Fighting motherfuckers up in here.
So all the poets, bring your ass.
That is my movie right there. So y'all, I got to watch that tonight. Now I got to watch it tonight. You done did it to me. See?
So Thursday is the get down. It's bring your ass Thursday. We're gonna put the flyer out tomorrow. But it's definitely bring your ass Thursday. Every Thursday is bring your ass Thursday. But like last week was absolutely dope when we had people, the great debaters. That was cool, but this Thursday, bring your ass, because we got something different. But we're going to, hopefully, I hope Ben starts the show out with Della Reese saying, bring your ass, come on. You know. or old girl who was, you know, from the clumps, and she's like, come on, Cletus, bring your ass. Come on.
So hopefully come on. You might walk over here, but you're going to lip back.
So, you know, Van and I have a great time. We have a great time with the poets, and we hope we can put something together that everybody really enjoys. And, you know, Thursday night is going to be a great night. I know football season's coming up, but in the midst of football season, hey, take a load off your mind and come hang out with the Get Down. You know, like the song says, come on with the come on and get down with the get down.
That's what's up. That's what's up, definitely.
Yes,
now, before I let you go,
yes, ma'am.
Because you are the last caller in here. We got, about 19 minutes left in the show? Ken, you think we can squeeze in a second round real quick?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's get it in.
J-Rob, you down? You down with it?
You want another piece right now?
Not right now. I'm going to start from the top, and then I'm going to come back to you.
Oh, I thought we was going to start from the bottom because we're here. I'm just saying. My bad.
We gonna say
my bad.
Last, so we gonna come back to you. So is you down, darling? Down.
Always.
All right, we will be right back to you. I'm gonna put you over there in the Royal Lounge for now. One love, one mic.
Oh, Kalinda. Kalinda.
Oh my God, it's crazy. All right, I'm gonna whip it back around. I'm gonna do this real quick though, because we do have to do a station, another station identifier real quick. All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarter. And we're going to swing back around here. I'm going to open up these microphones, and I'm going to find out who can do a second round with us real quick. Diva, you want to do a second round with us? You got another piece, darling? Is VIP, you there? Okay.
Yes, I am. I'm ready.
Oh.
All right, that's what's
okay.
up.
Okay. All right, wait a minute. I got to open it back up again. All right, Diva. Well, I tell you what, stand back and give you the spotlight. Mic is yours.
Okay. I write like I speak, and it's always from my heart. I come direct, like my friends expect from the start. So it's easy for me to recite what I write. I write about love and heartbreak. Sometimes I write a conscious piece when the injustices of the world make me so mad I can't find peace. Most of my friends use the best metaphors and words of love so beautiful I want to swoon. And my heart fills with wishes that deep down I fear may never come true. So I let it all hang out in poetry. It never fails me. My words are so succinct you can't misconstrue. Even when I'm feeling amorous or murderous, my words are downright dangerous, especially when I make your toes curl or make that rise in someone's Levi's. While violence is rearing its ugly head, I cannot help but write. My tears hit the paper as I pray all will be all right. When I'm spiritual, the high I get makes me so happy I'm lyrical. All my friends say I write like I speak. I'm sorry, I may be direct, but I always come correct. That's that piece.
Bye.
That's what I'm talking about. Dope piece, Diva. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. All right, welcome back around to Poetic. Poetic, excuse me.
Yeah,
you got another piece for us, darling.
Oh, hold on, baby, I'll be right back. Oh, yeah, I got another piece.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
I see you falling in love with pain, just as your days and nights are filled with drenching rain. Wearing matching outfits right down to the Jordans, king and queen tees, and you and pain adjusting each other's crowns. Smiling on the outside for the world to see while inside you frown. Falling for the heart eye emojis and the DMs filled with anatomy pictures and, oh geez, I hope you look like your profile pic. hoping you are not just another heartache bag of tricks, but I see you falling for me again. Round and round we go, and then we come to this point of no return, and you hurt so good that there's nothing else for me to learn. The level of toxicity running through your veins as we exchange body fluids and passion. Oh, my God, the pains. The pains of you forever that just keep pulling me in, and I never, oh, God, I never want to lose you. Even though you're no good for me, it's true. I've searched the entire globe looking for this level of disappointment as you disrobe all my don'ts, all my won'ts. I can't be this blind to what ails me most. Your irreplaceable words from your lips or the love of your soul that vanishes like a ghost. Why do you cripple all of my emotions? With a single kiss from your thorn-pricked lips like a really good-tasting poison that soothes my throat and doesn't make me throw up even as I drink from your lying cup. I can't believe this is happening and have nothing to gain. Yeah, I'm falling deeply in love with pain. Poem.
Damn. All right. Thank you. We're going to open
Thank
up
you.
This next microphone. Baby Diva, you got another piece for us?
I do.
All right, well, stand back, put you in the spotlight. Mic is yours.
Do you.
Good morning. I barely slept last night. Heaviness lingered. I felt unsettled. And my spirit meandered where I don't belong. It was never my burden to drink of such poison nor dwell on words spilled from so much wrong. Just this once, I shared them with you. And I realized how much I had forgotten, though I still felt them. Another thought. Displaced within me, though rejected completely, I held on to someone else's truth and their insecurity. This doesn't belong to me. It's meant for pages yellowed by time, words unspoken but cast within rhyme, indelibly drawn on stone walls to go freely, illuminated by the next phase, shifted by the strength of one phrase. It's all peace. And if so inclined, they can meet me where they found me.
Oh. Damn. Oh, still burning up. That was dope.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ooh. She's back.
Lord.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh. Sorry about that, Diva. I was sorry about that. I'm a little quick on the trigger, but
it
yeah.
Definitely was on point.
Lord, have mercy. Well, King, that was
yeah.
it. This show was
yeah,
so
I got a piece
dope.
I want to spit. You know what I mean?
I just know you do. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back. And I'm going to hand you the mic.
Yeah,
the mic is
yours. By everybody. Eyes inside my eyes. If the windows are tinted and my vision become blurred, it's not only about me when I'm connected with her. She believes in a man who chose to give a part of him. Before a relationship begins, we starting off as friends, hugging the heart within the external of my skin. It's an Atterbury spin, drying cycle Washington. Oh, maybe silent, so defiant against the norm. From fall a victim of whatever's gone, please don't even mourn. Celebration of life, memories are deep and held. Before you understand, it's best to know Joelle. See, I look, learn, and listen, playing my own position, posted up in my kitchen, cooking while others be different. Smiles last longer than deception when you're truthful, enjoying the most beautiful and wonderful that's suitable.
companionship, they get a lift instead of a drift. Why be a curse on a verse when you could be a nice gift, King?
Damn. Y'all killing me tonight. We're going, before we shut it down, bring J-Rob back up in here real quick. Let him participate in the second round. J-Rob.
Thank you.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for us? All right. I'm going to stand back
yes.
and put you in
the spotlight.
The mic is yours.
I'm that song you skipped. I'm not the song you skipped, but I'm what you didn't know was that I'm the single beat that made that same song that you said it was a hit, the shit. I'm the rhythm that gave it more bounce to the ounce. I'm the tune you couldn't name in four notes on televised game shows, but I'm the melody that you never will forget and will always remember. I am the heel tap that you dance to when you're alone and you need healing. I made you wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble on the left foot, on the get down on it, to that cha-cha on your right, along with the Cupid shuffle, and told you to shine a light on it. I'm the first 10 seconds that stood out in your mind when you heard my voice, all the, and you heard you say, oh, yo, that's my shit. I'm the original track that made you diddy bop hop before sampling became antidotes of stolen memories like stolen legacies. I'm your favorite groove to a song that you still can't get out of your head years later, because since day one, I've always been in your system like a dope fiend, shooting lyrics into your musical veins or sniffing melodious coke lines, still making you bounce to this like I got America online. I'm your personal jukebox of surround sound that makes your soul Sammy Davis Jr. Candyman dance, because even when you hear a real funky rhythm, I will forever be your personal, let the rhythm hit them, and you can never forget me, or let me be, because when I hit your eardrums, all you ever do is hear me, so yes, I'm the song you skipped. I'm just that groove that you can't release, so remember me as I am in all forms. I am what it means to be universally, so next time you tap your feet, remember me, but don't sweat the technique. I may be that song that you skipped, but just like your heart, I'm always going to be on beat with me if you want to. Poem.
Damn. Dope.
I know that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lou.
All right. One love, one mic.
Thank you.
Yo, that was
Diva. Diva, I know you got something to close the show out. You know what I'm saying?
I
know you have something in the archive before we end it with the music.
I got a little something.
Let everybody know.
All right, I got a little something. This is called The Color of Us. It is said, love is blind. It is also said, red is the favorite color to man's heart that is colorblind. Well, I say, the color of love is the rainbow in all its hues, because of the color spectrum love does possess. But when it comes to us, the color of love looks like, if I could grab the moon, put it in your hands to hold every night, just so you never know darkness on your side of the world. The color of us is poetry, like ever blooms of joy when he tickles me pink, or meadows of lush green where ideas of life is blooming, because he stimulates and makes me think. And like the golden yellow glow of sunshine he puts in my face, the color of poetry is love.
And I fall in love with poetry all the time. But sometimes it's in shades of gray, like somber skies on the bitter cold of a winter's day. It can be harsh. Or because I love poetry, I think about the calming blue in a cloud-sprinkled sky, or the passion of purple when love is fueled by lustful, aggressive high. But the rich orange shade, like the paint of his words, uplift the queen in me, making me feel my royalty. All that we are is the color of love, and my poetry paints us. That's that piece.
That's what's up. That's how you in a show besides the music coming through. Let the diva come through and make it do what it do.
Yo. This show, oh my God, I'm so honored to have shared in this space with you. It's craziness.
I want to give a special shout out to Queen Simmons, who couldn't be here tonight, but you know, yeah. We know you here in spirit, so mind, body, and soul, so hey. It's a family that rock together, that stay together. You know what I mean? Word.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Thank you so, so much for allowing me to ride shotgun with you once again. It's always an honor. I love this show. This is one of my favorites in Epiphany, man. And shoo, anytime you need me to rock with you, I'm here.
Like I said, family that rock together, stay together.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen,
and real
I want y'all. To...
Oh.
No,
yeah,
ahead.
Diva, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying.
What the boss man always say. Make it do what it do, baby. You come in like,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank all the amazing artists that called in tonight and shared their poetry. Those of you that streamed online that couldn't get through, still, I want to thank y'all for showing your support and love as well. Everybody, always get that good relationship going with yourself. Continue to love and respect one another. Use your common sense, man. These germs are still out here. If you ain't feeling good, stay away until you feel better. And with that, all everybody, right. I'm going to say peace.
Peace.
Revelation. Sunshine. Block gold,
boogeyman.
Standing in the sun, getting black as I want. You playing good, then that ain't backing me up. Skywalker, baby, ain't no jagging my hem. I got a whole lot to say, so I ain't talking to them. I hear him eavesdropping and turn it up louder. Black freedom, black genius, black power. Black ink and printing the black dollar. And tell us the IA, I say, now what? And CC a central bank. Loose chains, body slamming, big money tanks. We tell God thanks. Y'all telling us that God don't rank. That's why your breath stink.
Yuck.
Lay off the bacon and the smokes. Quit laying off the good working folks. Quit the hoax. And lay off the corny color jokes. Corn chili to pop, yelly, the colors is awoke. You big dope.
Yuck.
Keep them out your face, keep them in your prayers. Either that or keep them in the crosshairs. Better still keep an even dose of each, cause until you get justice, you won't get peace, 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 peace,
and more.
Rumors and rumors and rumors of war. Killers just killing, don't know what they kill for.
And more.
Rumors and rumors and rumors of war. Then I get dead and don't know what they dead for.
And more.
Rumors and rumors and rumors of war.
Revelation.
Go on.